Let's pray. Our righteous Father and our most holy God, you, the Lord of glory, you are our vision, you are our battle shield, the sword for our fight. You are our soul's shelter, our high tower. You have bound us to yourself. You have united us to your Son. Lord Jesus, this night we would rejoice in a complete union, that you abide in us and that we abide in you, that you have called us not servants, but friends, that you have made known to us everything that we need to know. And you have hidden those things that are not necessary, and you have revealed those things that must be known. Your words, Lord Jesus, your words, your voice is as the sound of many waters. Your voice, O Lamb of God. This night we gather as your sheep who love to hear and to follow your voice. Lord, your voice is cleansing. Your voice is purifying. Lord, we can come to you in our uncleanness, and you pronounce us clean through the word which you have spoken. Lord, who are we? Lord, what is man that you should visit him? Lord, who are we who have rebelled against your will, who have kicked against your commandments? Lord, who are we whose affections have grown cold towards your Son? We turn an indifferent eye away from your word. Lord, you have bestowed such riches upon us, and we confess that we have not returned with the deepest of thanks, lifting up the cup of salvation, calling upon the name of the Lord. And so we would ask once again, Lord, that you would have patience. Lord, that you would forgive us. We would rejoice this night in that sweet, perfect, eternal redemption. We would look to you, Lord Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, that you release us from bondage to the curse of the law, from bondage to sin. You have released us, that for freedom you have set us free, Lord Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, by your Spirit, that you would not only forgive us our sin, but Lord, would you give us the trust and the faith to press on toward the mark. Lord, that you would give us that spirit of Caleb. Lord, that you would give us that different spirit that stands against the complaints. Lord, that stands against the world. Lord, that you would give us that trust that stands upon the promises of God. Lord, that you would give us that different spirit to follow you fully, with full-hearted zeal. Would you conform our life to your commandments? And Lord, would you give us a firm and certain persuasion of your goodness? Lord, that with you, Lord Jesus, at our right hand, we cannot be shaken. We ask, Lord, that as you set the nations before our sight, Lord, as you set our neighborhood before our watch, we pray, Lord, that you would give us a confidence, would you give us an assured trust, that yours is a cause that is worth defending and promoting. Oh, Lord, we pray that for us as a congregation, that you would give us to bear aloft the Redeemer's cross and to point with that messenger, to point with John the Baptist, to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. We thank you for the sacred parchment. We thank you for the banner of the cross. We thank you for the victory that is already assured. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give us to trust the mighty power of the word. Lord, that we would trust the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. And Lord, that you would employ your church. Lord, would you send us out with a missionary zeal? Would you place us where the most effective assaults can be made upon the devil's kingdom? Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would send us out with joy, with assurance, with trust, with love, with kindness. And Lord, that with eyes lifted up to you, the captain of our salvation, you would cause your word to go forth mightily. And Lord, that you would be gracious unto us, and that you would bless us, that you would cause your way to be known upon the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Lord, cause the earth to yield its increase. We pray for a harvest of souls, Lord, that with the word of Christ going out to be read and preached and prayed and sung, that all the ends of the earth would fear you and cling to your righteous and holy name. Lord, this night, would you give us to hear the immense love of Christ in the gospel for a lost and dying world? Would you seal these words? Let none of them fall to the ground. Would you cause them to yield and increase, that much fruit might be born? And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me see that. Tonight our text will come from the Old Testament, from Psalm 67. Psalm 67 on page 611. In your pew Bibles. Psalm 67. This morning we were considering the work of Christ as the priest, the great high priest who had passed into the very Holy of Holies, and that he had carried the merits and the worth of his own blood into that Holy of Holies. And that he now pleads, he holds forth the merits of what he has done. And on the grounds of what he has done, the Spirit of God is sent forth. And you and I are made willing in the day of his power. You and I are enabled to believe. You and I are not only enabled to believe once, we are enabled to persevere to the very end. And what I want you to hear tonight from Psalm 67 is that that mission, that royal commission of the Holy Spirit sent forth by Jesus, the eternal Son of God, that mission of the Spirit is sent to an untold number. It is sent to the nations so that all the ends of the earth would fear him. Psalm 67, Mr. Calvin says this is a psalm speaking of the gracious kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so let's read together of this kingdom of Christ. to the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Well, this is a prayer for God's blessing. It is a prayer that God would bless and remove the curse. Verse 1, may God be gracious to us and bless us. It takes the form of a benediction. It takes the form very similar to the benediction of the high priest in Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6 and verses 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, this psalm is a sung version of that high priestly benediction. Now, what is the benediction? Well, it is a seeking of God's blessing. It is a word of blessing that is pronounced. And here it is prayed. Here it is the benediction that is prayed right back to God. May God be gracious to us and bless us. It is a prayer that the covenant promises of God would be fulfilled. He had established his covenant promise with Abraham. And what was the promise to Abraham? That through him, that through his line, that the nations would be blessed. That through him, kings would come forth. Through him, a seed, you look up at the night sky and you try to count the stars. That is the number of the descendants of Abraham. You try to count the sands down at the seashore. That is the number. The Lord is establishing his covenant promise to Abraham. And now what does he do? He puts it in Israel's hymn book. He puts it in the songbook of the people of God. And what are they to sing back to him? They are to sing back a prayer. And what is it to pray? It is to ask God for the things that he has promised in the Bible. What has he promised to do? He's promised to bless. And he's promised to extend that blessing to the nations. So look at verse 1. May God be gracious to us. Bless us and make his face to shine upon us. How do you enjoy the favor of God? What is it to be under the kindness of God? What is it for the curse to be lifted? For the shadows to scatter? What is it? May God be gracious. Is it not to taste of his grace, to taste and see that the Lord
is good. May God be gracious to us. Make his face to shine upon us. Not the face of anger, not the face of wrath. No, that's the face endured by Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the look of wrath and fury. No, what does the gospel bring in? The gospel of Christ, what does it pronounce over you? Why is it that we so love the gospel and we never outlive our love for the gospel? We never outgrow our need for the gospel. Why is it? Because through the gospel, through the glad tidings of Christ, there is blessing. And there inside the promises of God, there is nothing but covenant blessing that's pronounced. That's what the benediction means. The benediction at the close of the service, you picture the ark. You picture the floodwaters, and the ark is being tossed about on the storms and the waves of the great flood. This universal, worldwide flood. The benediction is the pronouncement that inside the ark of Christ, there is nothing but calm and nourishing and goodness and favor. Outside of the ark of Christ, there's nothing but the storm and the fury, the chaos, the confusion, the screams of death and torment. What does the gospel pronounce? It pronounces blessing. Oh, would you not want to be there under the covenanted, favorable eye of the Lord? His eye is upon his people. And it is an eye of kindness and mercy. Every good thing which you and I receive, it's all traced to the fountain of his goodness. And may God be gracious to us and bless us. So it's a prayer for God's blessing. It's a prayer that his way be known. That's the second thing I want you to see. This is a prayer that his way would be known. Look at verse 2. That your way may be known on earth. And what is that way? Your saving power among all nations. It is a prayer that the covenanted grace of God would be made known. And how is his way? How does his way come to be known? How is his saving power embraced? Verse 2, among all nations. Is it not through that sacred parchment with the Great Commission inscribed, go into all the world? Is it not through that extension of the covenant with Abraham? Y'all, what is the Great Commission? Okay, go into all the world, make disciples of all nations. That language, making disciples of all nations, that's an extension of the covenant promises of God to Abraham, that through him the nations would be blessed. Verse 2, that your way may be known on earth. How is that way known on the earth? What does Jesus say? You teach them to observe. You teach them to obey whatsoever I have commanded. What is the Great Commission? You take the words of Christ. You take the laws of Christ, the promises of Christ. You take the histories of Christ. You take these words, and he says, you teach them. You make them known to all nations. You disciple all the nations, teaching them not just to know, not just to be familiar with, no, teaching them to observe, teaching them to obey whatsoever I have commanded. How is his saving power known among all nations? It's through the apostles' preaching of the cross. It is through the apostles' preaching of the resurrection. It is through the apostles' preaching of Old Testament texts. How did the apostles preach the crucifixion and the resurrection and the ascension of Christ? How did they preach the promises of Christ? They went straight to the Old Testament. And they took up these prophecies, they took up the Psalms, they took up the laws, and they pointed with a straight finger from these Old Testament records, and they pointed to the work of Christ. How is his way known on the earth? How will his way be known in our midst, in our own neighborhoods and streets, families? Send your victorious word abroad, we sing. And bring the strangers home. It's a prayer for God to bless. It's a prayer that his way would be known. It is a prayer that the nations would be glad. The peoples would rejoice. Look at verses 3 through 5. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. In a world of cynicism, skeptics, the gospel do? What does Christ stir in the souls of men? Does he not stir the deepest abiding joy? Y'all, do we not have every reason tonight to lift our voice in song? Does the gospel promise, does it not open your mouths to declare his praise? Does it not put absolute joy into every fiber of your being? Let the nations be glad and sing. Now, why do we sing? We sing because we have been made willing in the day of his power. We've come to see the way of God. How is Christianity described in the book of Acts? There's one place where it's actually called the way. Well, it is the way that has been made known. And so, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. We take the songs of Zion. We take these notes. We take these words, these promises breathed out by God, and we sing them right back to him. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. How does he guide? Does he not guide by the rule? That there is the rule of faith. And the Apostle Paul speaks to the Galatian church about peace. Peace be upon the Israel of God and all who walk according to this rule. But what is the rule? Now, what is the way? Well, it is that scriptural testimony. Avoiding the cynicism. The stubborn insistence on the negative. Now, what is it about the enemy that you can bring the joy of the gospel? You can bring the joys of what he has done. And the enemy becomes a thief, stealing that joy. How is joy kindled? For some of you, how is it rekindled?
Is it not through meditating deeply on what he has said and what he has promised to do? These are promises that are fulfilled in the days of Christ. How are the disciples described in the book of Acts? They are walking in the joy of the Holy Spirit as well as the fear of the Lord. This psalm, it is describing the days following the resurrection of Christ. It's describing those days as the gospel goes forth, the earth yields its increase. And on that day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God comes down as a mighty rushing wind and the tongues of fire rest upon the apostles and they begin to speak and they proclaim the mighty deeds of God, they are in an ecstatic worship of the living God. Those tongues, they are used there on the day of Pentecost. The tongues are used in praise. They are declaring what God has done. What happened there on that day of Pentecost? Verse 6, the earth has yielded its increase. The earth yielded its increase of souls. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and let all the ends of the earth fear him. Call of the gospel is a call to the fear of the Lord. It's a call to a right, proper, even joyful quaking in the presence of God. The language of Psalm 2, we rejoice with trembling. The gospel proclaims to you the holiness of God, the majesty of God, as well as the mercy and the kindness of God. Now, when those are brought together, when they're brought to bear upon your soul, what does it produce? It produces the deepest trembling joy in the presence of God. And let all the ends of the earth fear him. The Westminster Assembly, when they penned the Shorter Catechism and the Larger Catechism, and they gave you a section of teaching on the Lord's Prayer. What does it mean to pray? What does it mean to pray? Give us this day our daily bread. What does it mean to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Well, in their teaching on what it means to pray, the first petition, hallowed be thy name, they gave you a place in the Bible to go. Where do you learn how to pray, hallowed be thy name? They take you to Psalm 67. You're praying that God would enable us. May God be gracious to us. You're praying that God would enable us and others, not just his church, but that his gospel would be made known to others and that they would be drawn in, that he would enable us and others. Your saving power among all nations. Enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he's made himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Amen. May the earth yield its increase. May he bless, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, would you indeed bless? Would you be gracious? Would you cause your face to shine upon us?
that your way, Lord, that your gospel, that your covenant would be known among all nations. And Lord, that our sweet enjoyment of your goodness would itself be a draw, that the lost would see the joy on our face, the joy in our hearts, the joy in our language. Lord, that they would see the joy and that they would be drawn. Hallowed be your name, O Lord Jesus, Lamb of God. It's in your name we pray.